Hi. Hello. Excuse me. Yes, hi there. I'm sorry to be a pain, but I asked for no pickles. And this burger has pickles. Like, a lot of them. Like, so many that I think someone dumped out half a jar on purpose. Also, there's a pickle on top of the bun, stuck on there with a toothpick, like a club sandwich. Is that normal? And lastly, someone took a Sharpie and wrote "pickle bitch" on the wrapper. See, I should be the no pickle bitch. Did I get somebody else's order, maybe? Just a little mix up? It's a common mistake. Oh, no, no worries. Cool, cool, cool. You didn't hear me say no pickles. Yeah, I should really speak up. I might have forgotten to tell you, honestly, who knows? It's no problem at all. So, you can't replace my burger then? Sure, I understand. How about I just buy a new one? Perfect? No pickles, please. There, I said it for sure this time. here's my credit card. A tip? Sure. Spin that iPad around, please. 25%'s good, right? Oh, better make it 30. Yeah, of course. Nice round number. There you go. Thank you for your service. Butt Munch. I was just reading your name tag. I wasn't, like, calling you then. That's not your real name, right? Your parents didn't put that on your birth certificate? Okay. I didn't think so. I'll just stand over here now and wait for my burger. Quietly. Oh, am I in people's way? I'm so sorry. I'll just squeeze into the corner over here. Turn around and face the wall. Just tap me on the shoulder when my order's ready. Is that okay? Oh, here it is. Thanks so much. I'll just take a look here. This is a whole pickle. Like, uncut. And nothing else? Don't these come pre-sliced? Why do you even have this? Oh, no, it's fine. It's like whatever, you know. I'm not one of those Karens. This is good. I should eat some? Okay. Looks yummy. So good. I'm not allergic or anything. Yum, yum. More, please. Ha ha. Oh, what? It's cute how spineless I am. Thank you for noticing. I really try my best at it. I always thought I'd make some lucky guy a really good subservient wife someday, you know? Just out of sight, out of mind, out of way, only speak when spoken to, that sort of thing. Huh? You want to take me in the bathroom? Oh my, yeah, sure. We could do that, yeah. Should I bring my pickle or... No, sure. You've got your own. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, wow, the men's room. Yeah, perfect. Great. No, I go to the men's room all the time. Yeah, I'm not afraid of, like, getting yelled at or anything. This isn't terrifying at all. Oh, God. Oh, crap. I'm sorry I moaned and took the Lord's name in vain. Is that bad? Are you religious? Did I offend you? I respect all faiths equally, I promise. Oh my gosh, this is so hot. I can't believe I found someone who was turned on by me being such a limp noodle that this is perfect. Oh, sorry, that's like my inner monologue. Is that distracting you? Should I be quiet? I can. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, I swore. Oh, no. I did it again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't make a habit of mentioning my wants or needs, but all this kissing has got me, like, super horny. Could I maybe, possibly, if it's not too much trouble, suck your dick? Pretty please? No worries if not. Yay! Oh, sorry, am I coming across as too eager? Or like, slutty? I'm not, I kind of want to be, but if I was sleeping with a bunch of guys at the same time, I'd have to apologize to each one individually. Shut up and wrap my lips around your cock? Oh, sure, of course, that makes sense. I can do that, no trouble at all. Is that okay? Is it good? Too much tongue, not enough tongue? The right amount of tongue. Give me some knots in the tongue. This is a really yummy cock. And I'm not just saying that. Oh, yeah, no worries. I love kneeling on a dirty man's room floor. It's like my favorite. It's not sticky at all. That's probably not even pee. It's cold to stroke you with my hand for a second and tongue your balls, right? You're having a good time here because, I mean, like, I can stop if you want me to go while... Okay, balls, tongue, got it. It was okay. Just have them too, right? I know. Licking and sucking aren't the same thing, but... Fuck, yeah. Fuck my face, please, if it's not too much trouble. Oh my god. Could you maybe, if you're into it, come on my face? That's hot and not gross, right? Because if you think it's gross, I can... Oh, wow. You're beating that dick like nobody's business. Oh, fuck. I guess that's a yes. So I'll just look up at you and open my mouth and stick my tongue out. If I'm doing something wrong, tell me. Can I talk dirty to you too? Or is that weird? Would it be cool if I told you that I want your fat fucking load all over my face? Is it bad that I wanna choke on your cum? Could you maybe paint me with thick robes until I'm a quivering mess? No worries if not. Oh, fuck. Like that. More, please. Oh, yes. Jesus Christ, it's so warm. Oh, I'm fucking good. Look at me. Am I pretty? Do you even recognize me under all this? Wait, I'm just gonna sit here until some oozes into my mouth. Now I smear my palm through the rest and eat it. Jeez. pulling me up off the floor. Did I do good? Everything was okay? Gosh, spinning me around and pushing me up against the sink, pulling up my shirt. Oh, there go my panties. No, that's perfectly fine. I didn't need those. Just throw them wherever, I guess. I'm running low at home and I can just, like, stop by Walmart or something. I'm grabbing the edge of the sink and arching my back. It's cool if I look in the mirror and watch you rail me, right? That's, not creepy or anything. I can, like, avert my eyes if you want. Or just look at the floor, I'm used to that. Oh, you want me to watch? Yeah, okay. I should tell you what you want to do to me. Okay, I'll try. I'm not great at discerning myself. So, if you don't mind, I want you to fuck me from behind until my eyes cross. If it were up to me, which I know it's not, I'd tell you to dog me out with that big dick until I scream. Would that be okay? No worries if it's not. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Hard and rough. I'm used to being a little punching bag. Boss me around with that thick cock. Wrecked all me on it. Fuck. Am I moaning too loud? Am I being annoying right now? I'm sorry. I'm so annoying. Louder. Yeah, I can get louder. You tearing my pussy up like that, it kind of makes me want to raise my voice. Oh, God, it's so good. I'm leaning on the sink and grabbing it like I'm gonna tear it off the wall. If that actually happens, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll pay for it. Yes, yes. Grab my ass and destroy my pussy with that perfect cock. If you want to, I mean, you seem like you want to. You want me to beg for it? Yeah. Okay, I can do that. I'm nothing if not polite. Please, please don't ever stop fucking me. I don't want this to end. I'm not complete without that thing. Ram it inside me until your balls slap my thighs. I fucking want it so bad. Come for me, please. I'm fucking begging. I wanna drown in it. Fill this little pussy to capacity. Blow your load now. I mean, if you're ready, no worries if... Yeah, just like that. I'm coming. I'm not even asking for permission. I'm fucking coming. Oh. my God, I'm sorry I came without asking. I couldn't help it. You made me do it. Was that okay? It was okay, right? Oh my God, thank you. You're so nice to me. I'm such a mess, but you took me to the bathroom and fucked me like a porn star. I never would have been able to ask for this on my own, but I wanted it. Oh, wow. Yeah, you can see me again if you want to. You want to, right? I guess you wouldn't be asking otherwise. You'll buy me dinner? Like a real date? No pickles, right? Oh, okay. If I do get pickles, I can hide behind you and you'll take care of it? Yeah. I'd like that. Hello everyone, and it is me, the VA that did the script fill. And first of all, wow, what a script, what a journey. So this was very challenging for me. I don't want to use these outros to like about all the amazing writers all the time. I cannot do that every time, right? But I kind of want to. This was so creative. The script idea was so amazing. When I saw this, I immediately saved it. I didn't even comment. Normally I comment and I'm just like saving this. But I kind of didn't want to announce it because I was very unsure about this character. Because I'm not sure if me, AB, as the VA character can portray this very opposite character. So I am very much not like this character at all. I am the one that goes and tells the person to remake my burger. Honestly, like, not for pickles. I would just eat it and maybe not even notice if something was wrong. But, like, for a friend, oh my God, the way I would go do this for friends. Yeah, I would save this girl, actually. So I'm not sure if I can portray her the way she truly has to be portrayed, but this was so fun and very out of character. That's why I wanted to do it so bad. And the repeating of like, no worries if not, I'm just like, girl, stand up now. But it was so fun. The creativity of the script was amazing and I immediately saw it. I wanted to fill it. I love creative, funny, kind of challenging and interesting things that are also like a little unrealistic. I mean, is that unrealistic? Would someone really be that shameless and give someone a whole pickle? That was savage, by the way. When I read that, I was like, okay, that's a crazy good script. Okay, enough from my perspective. I really loved this. It made me smile and happy, really, really happy. And to everyone that is still listening, thank you so much for listening to this outro as well. And don't forget to use my anonymous feedback form or comment. They mean a lot to me. And actually, I'm gonna start a folder where I collect my favorite comments that I get because they motivate me greatly. So if you want to be in the hall of my favorite comments on my laptop, please write me comments and give me some feedback. No pressure. No worries if not. How did she say it? Is that okay if you give me a feedback? No worries if not. Bye!